beyond that, Tzadik Ches, Amed Aleph, to the second line from the top of the Amid. Ahi itse de tofso kasa de kaspo biksuboso. So Rashi says the tofso kasa de kaspo, she chapped a kois, a silver kois, v'loi hoya boy shir ksuboso. And it was not equivalent, it was not worth the amount of a ksube. That means the Yisaimim still owed her a chelek of the ksube. Kotava mizaini. So she came to the Yisaimim and she said, since I was not paid up completely my ksube, so you still owe me mizaini. Asoi lekame derove. So they came to Rove. The Yisaimim held that since she was Goiva Achelik of the Ksube, she lost Mezainis already. Amalahu liyasmi, so Rove told the Yisaimim, Zilu hovelo Mezainis. You should go and give her Mezainis, lest the chosh loho de Rab Shimon. We don't paskin like Rab Shimon. The Oma lo yemrinon mikzes kesef kikol kesef. We don't paskin like Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says we do not say mikzes kesef kikol kesef, but we hold mikzes kesef kikol kesef. So kol's man, you owe her a mikzes kesef, is keilu you owe her the whole ksubit. And if you owe her the whole ksube, so therefore the zechi of mezainis. Let us see the Gemara further. Now is a new sugya. Sholach lei rabbe berei de rove le Rav Yosef. So rabbe, the son of rove, asked a shaila from Rav Yosef. Moicheres sheloi bebezn. If an Isha sells haksube, shaloi bebezn, tzricha shvua, oi ein tzricha shvua. Does she need a shvua, or doesn't she need a shvua? So, Rabbi Yosef asked him, v'tiboy loch achroze, why don't you clear another shaila? Do we have to be machriz on the karka before she sells it? We'll see as we go into the sugya by a mechiras bezn daloch is that shuma yisaimim lamidyayim, that bezn is machriz for 30 days, people give bids on the karka. So why don't you clear a shaila if there's a din hachroze? Now we have to understand the connection of hachroze and shvua, but let's just learn the Gemara. Omalei, so he told him, hachroze loika mi boili. I don't have any shaila if there's a chiyav hachroze. The whole shaila is only on shvua. Is before we'll get into the sugya, what his raya was, let us just see Rashi and Tosfos understand a little better the Gemara. So Rashi says, tzricha shvua shalei govso yoisa. So Rashi explains that the shaila of the Gemara is, we have here a halacha, a very interesting and unique halacha, that an almona sells the nichse yisaimin, and it seems everything is done al yodo. It doesn't have to be done through bezdin. Now, who knows what she sold? That means she just puts up signs in front of the Nifsi Yisaimim for sale, and she writes down her phone number, and finished, and everything is done al yoda. maybe she sold more than she's entitled to receive. So the shaila is, does she have to swear on this? Now let us see Tosfos. Meicheres sheloi bebezdin tzricha shvua. That's the shaila of the Gemara. The imtayma, so Tosfos asks, what is the shaila? Masnisin hi bepere kashelech, it's an offene Mishnah, this nan. Ein almone nifras minichse yisoimim, elo bishvuah. It says klo, that an almone who's goive minichse yisoimim, she needs a shvuah. So what is the shaila of Rabbe? It's an offene Mishnah. So Tosfos wants to say, V'ikel lemeima, ahi ba'almon min ha'erusin. Could be that Mishnah speaking about an almon min ha'erusin, ki Rabbi Shimon. Toma kol she'ein lo mizaynais leisimker elo bebezin. He says, we had before, and that's how the Zayin Amad Aleph, ha'machlekes Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, if that halacha that an isha is meicheres sheloi bebezdin, if this was said only by mezainis, according to Rab Shimon, and we hear Shitas HaTosfos is if she can sell the mezainis sheloi bebezdin, then she can sell the ksuba also sheloi bebezdin, or was this then said, even almona min ha'erusin, that even though there's no chiyuv mezainis whatsoever, but chazal were mesaken, mishum chino, or mishum eino demreitze shetisbaz ishte bebezden, that even for the ksuba alone, they were mesaken, that's meichere sheloi bebezden. Now, the shaila of our Gemara is speaking about by meicheres sheloi bebezdin. That means, since the whole transaction is being done through her, so maybe there's no chiyuv shvuah. So Tosfos, that's the shaila of the Gemara. So Tosfos wanted to say, that could be, is going according to Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, an almona min ha'erusin, so the transaction is done through Bezdin. If the transaction is done through Bezdin, v'shteitzer, so Bezdin can demand a shvuah. Ya'boli pora minichsi yisayim, umla yifra elo b'shvuah. So Memela could be this almone is speaking about an almone min ha'erusin alibe de Rab Shimon, that the whole gvi is going through Bezdin. Bezdin demands a shvuah. Rabbi had another shaila according to the Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachamim, we just said before, last man the choshlo de Rab Shimon. We paskin like the Chachamim that an almone min ha'erusin is meicheres sheloi bebezdin. So we're clearing a shal. So since everything is done al yodo, could be it is not necessary for her to swear. That is what Tosfos wants to fa'emfo. The Mishnah is going dafka according to Rab Shimon, and bezdin is involved in the gviya. When bezdin is involved in the gviya, you have to swear for bezdin. In Rabbis klein gashayla, in the case where Bezdin is not involved in the Gvi, that is according to the Chachamim by an Amon min Eresin. So let us see again. So Tosfos says, I could really very easily answer this question. Ahi ba Amon min Eresin ke Rabbi Shimon. Da Oma kol she'ein lo mezoynes leisim ke arlo bebezdin. V'nire l'Rebbe doichik. So the Rebbe held that this is a doichik teretz. It's not such a poshet teretz.
Astam Mishnah Shaloyli Bedehilchese. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Astam to say it's speaking about Dafka Almona Mina Eiris and not Almona Mina Nesuyim. The Mishnah is too sosum. So that's why, you know, that's a big doichik to make such an akimte. Va'oid koshali. And then we have another kasha. Forget about the Mishnah. The Mishnah, you could be matre. The Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon. Va'oid koshali. The lefum sugya deshmaita will learn the whole sugya, or whole sugya, Loi poshat loi Rav Yosef Midi. We have a whole sugya, and the Gemara wants to be poshet, the Gemara is not poshet. The Gemara feels like Svehuchas Tzrich Shvur, but that was not Rav Yosef. That means Rav Yosef Lemaisa did not know Tzrich Shvur or not Tzrich Shvur. So Taisu says that's a problem. Rabbi Yosef should have been poishet from Shmuel from that Mishnah. Why? Va'amai tivshetlei. Rabbi Yosef should have been poishet. Dal kochoch ba'almon minanesuyini. That means if you learn the Gemara, that means if you learn Mishnayos alone, so you could say such a dichui, the Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, and it's Amona Mina Eiris, and that's very good if you learn Mishnais. But when you learn Gemara, then you see that the Mishnah has to be speaking about Amona Mina Sui. Why do we have to say this? Bidiktoni Sefer, the Sefer of that Mishnah says, the Reisha starts off, Ein Amona Nifras Menichsi Yisoyimim Elo Bishvur. That's the Reisha. But then the Sefer says, Nimnu Milashbia. The Mishnah says that even though Midine, she would need a birur of a shvur, but Nimnu Milashbia. It's because a shvur is too dangerous, it's too chomor a shvur. They were afraid she might swear false, and the consequences are terrible of a shvur sheker. So Memela Nimnu Malashbiya. There's other eitzes what to do with Nidorim, but not with a shvur. Nimnu Malashbiya. Fine. The Omar Rab Zeira Omar Shmuel. Now Rab Zeira Omar Shmuel said, that what it says in the Mishnah, Nimnu Malashbiya, and they were afraid that she'll swear false, Loishonu Elo Ba'almone. That is only speaking about an almone. And Almona, we will not swear. Abu Grusha, Mashbiya Naisab. She's a Grusha and Shimon's a Ksuba, we be Mashbiya. Now, what is the difference between an Almona and a Grusha? So Shmuel explains. The time the Almona is shiny, an Almona is different. Behi ano de kotorcho kame yasmi. That means an Almona, and she's taking care, she's being metapol with the assignment. Osye umayre hetera. Now let's elaborate a little. Taisvis, the Vail had understood. The Mishnah is speaking about the shvue that the husband was not matvis tzrori. That's the shayla. That means when Amona comes to Mona Ksube, before you come to Mona Ksube, let us be mevarer that the husband did not give you tzrori to assure you that you'll be zeiche to get paid the Ksube. Now, an Amona, even though she knows that the husband did give her tzrori, but she's meira heter. Listen, he gave me tzrori. But really, I was, after he died, I'm a tapel with the assignment. So, Mamela, I mean, so what I'm doing for him, that will cancel out the tzrori. That means the tzrori I will accept as a payment for my tipple. So now I could go and swear innocently b'fnei bezn, I never got paid for the ksuba, and lefi daita, staka like that, because the tzrori she's taking for the tipple that she's metapel with the yisrael. Masha ain't kein a grusha is not metapel with the yisrael, so a meila, if she got tzrori, she would never make a shvua shekel. So that's how Shmuel explained Pshat in the Mishnah. Shmuel says, that what it says, Nimnu melashbiyo is dafke almone and not a gush. So now, so let us see again. V'taime da almone shani, what is the difference between almone and a gush? Bahi ano de kotochi kame yasmi. Since she's being mahanehim and she's matriach for the yisaimim, osya meire teire, so she's meire heter that the tzrori could be a payment for that which she's teireach kamayasli. Alme have a motzi lemifshid mi milse de shmuel de ba'almone min anesuim mairi. Now, if we're speaking about an almone that is beveis bailo, and is being metapel with his yisoimim, that's an almona min anisui. The imin aeresen mairi loishayich lemeima katoche kamiyasmi, she emed this beveis avia. If she's an almona min aeresen, she never entered his house. She's nimso beveis avia. So al koponim, even we could say that the Mishnah, one could be matche, and say that the Mishnah is speaking about Amonim in Eiris and Alibid Arab Shimon, but from the Gemara you see clause speaking about Amonim in Nisuin. So the Shaila rises, so why when the Shaila was posed to Rabbi Yosef, why wasn't Rabbi Yosef poshed from Shmuel? Elo Imarebi. So therefore, Rabbi said that Mishnah is speaking about one Shvua, and our Sugi is speaking about a second Shvua. Eloi me Rabbi, v'har Shvua loy mishum tzchori. That means the Shvua that the Mishnah in Gittin is speaking about, that Shvua is negei tzchori, that she has to swear that the Baal was not Matfis Tzor. That is the Shvua in Gittin. But the Har Shvua, but the Shvua that Rabbe Klar the Shaila, Loi Mishum Tzori, I look at the Perish Pekunteris, Shloi Govso Yoisa, that she has to swear that she did not, since everything is being done through her, not through Bezin, so who knows how much karka she sold. That means she's taking care of the mechiris. Could be she sold more than she's entitled to receive. Now, before, I'd just like to skip over the middle of this thesis. We'll come back to it soon. Just let us see the last line when the lines are still small. Just to have the heck of what thesis is saying. Ela nira l'rebi. Nira le Rabbi, now we're going to the wide line. The b'meicheres l'ksuba mi boile. Our gemara's klanga shaila, she's selling nichse yisaimim for the ksuba. And he explains as follows. The tchile kaidem gvias ksuba, so before she bechlal wants to be goive the ksuba, Mashbiyin oisa shlo ikvo mishal bailoklum. And that is the Mishnah in Gittin. That means before you want to go and be goyve your ksube, first let us be mevare if the Baal was not matfis chori. That is the Mishnah in Gittin. That there's no shayla about it.
Fine.
So she swore that the Baal was not matfisoy. But after she sold the nechosim shaloi bebezn, so now the Gemara clears a shayla. Now we have a new shayla. How honest was this mechira? Im choizrin amash b'yinoise shloi gov sayoise. Now we have a new shayla. You're entitled to aksuba, but who knows how much you sold, since everything is done in your, through your hands. Period. So that is how Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara. Now, let us go back to Tosfos. Now, let us just explain one nekude, what Tosfos is going to say. It's not like that. So, al koponim, Tosfos is learning pshat in this mahalach, and that's how Rashi learned pshat, that an ishe who is selling nichse yisaimim, and since everything is done through her, there's a mokim lochish, maybe she sold too much, since it's mechere shaloi bebezn. So after the mechire, she has to swear to us that it was a honest mechire, and she loigov sayaisa. Now, if you would ask us, that is when she sold the ksube. And what is the halacha when she sold the kalkalim zeinesel? So lechire, does she have to swear also after that mechire? So we would say, lechire, why not? I mean, there's no difference if she sold the kalkalim ksubos. So the criteria is, there's one criteria. She's the one that's making the transactions. It's not being done through Bezen. So, Mamela, we have to al-kaponim have a birur of a shvue that the transaction was done honestly. So just like we need a birur when she sells the nichse yisoimim l'tzerech subos, so we need the same birur when she sells the nichse yisoimim l'tzerech mezeinesel. That's what we would say. And now Tosfos is going to say that there's a difference between the mechire letzayrech mezoineisel and the mechire letzayrech subos. So now let's go back to Tosfos. The loimi boile. Now the shaila is not b'mochro lemezoinei shaloi bebes. The shaila is not if she sold the nichse yisaimim letzayrech mezoineis. Now, why not? So Tosfos is proving that that's not the shaila. So Tosfos says, I'll prove it to you. The lekamon posik. The end of the sugya, we have a sugya, does she have to swear? Doesn't she have to swear? The lekamon posik, hilchese tzricha shua. The gemore firzois, that she has to swear. Period. Banan kaimolon, and we paskin shnei dvorim she'omar chonon. There are two halachas that Chonon had said, halacha kemaisei. And these two halachas we paskin like Chonon. The snan lekamon, we learned further, mi she'olach lemdines hayom, ve'ishtoi teivas mezaynes. And she's teivei the mezaynes. Chonon oimer tishba besoif, v'loi tishba b'tchila. Chonon said that now when she's p'tevei mezoinis, let's give her the mezoinis without making an ado about it. And later, she'll swear, later she'll swear, and when that shvua will be about everything. V'hu b'soif haina b'shaz k'viyis k'subit. B'soif means when she's gave the k'subit, then she'll swear if she was not, if everything was done al pi aloch. How do we know besoif means gvius ksuba del el b'shili akois of muki rabbi yirmiya chonon ke rabbi shimin? The omar calls man shateivas ksuboso yoshin mashbiya noiso. Yoshina Mashbiyaho, when she's Tabe the Ksuba, Ein Otevas Ksubosa, Ein Yoshin Mashbiyanoiso. So we see Lipsoif means Tvias Ksuba, and Mitchila means Tvias Mizainis. And from this Loshin, Ein Otevas Ksubosa, Ein Yoshin Mashbiyanoiso, which is a flat statement, Mashme de shum shvue ein maskikin oiso adzman tvias ksubos. From the lashon of the Gemara, it would seem that till she's taiveya de ksube, there is no shvue whatsoever. So Taisvis now explained our sugye. Our sugye is clearing about if there's a chiyuv shvua after the kakois were sold through her, if she's mechuyev to swear for the yisaimim that it was a honest mechire, she did not sell more than she's entitled to sell. Now, let's go back to Taisvis, and we're in the middle of the second line where the lines are getting wide. Now, then Rebbe said maybe another pshat in our Gemara, not like Rashi. Not the way Rashi says the shvu is shloigovso yoisa. Not the shvu is if she sold more than she's entitled to sell. No, elami boile imashbiyan oiso shaloi zilzalo bin nechosim. There's a different shiloh over here. You have to understand, all of a sudden after her husband died, she all of a sudden entered the real estate business. She's selling karka. Now, the real estate business is, it's a business, but one is not necessarily zeiche that when he puts up a sign for sale, he gets 200 phone calls. The sign could be standing a few months before he gets one phone call. Now, this almona, she's selling the karka for her ksube. Now, she'll put up a sign and who knows when the customers will come and call her up. So, in order to be assured that she'll be able to sell this karka quickly, so she puts up a sign for sale, quick sale, quick sale. So now, quick sale, she gets already does, she gets a few phone calls, a quick sale. Yeah, we're selling below the market value. This is a bargain. Oh, he's selling a bargain already. So she'll be able to, she won't have to wait too long for a customer. Now, this is very nice on her part that, but the Yisaimim are having a hefset. So that's what the Rabbi Natam said. The Rabbi Natam said, Al mi boile, the shailiz meshbiyin oiso shle zilzalo bin nechosim. We are mashbiyahar, that she was not mizalzal bin nechosim. That means that she sold the karke with for its proper value. The chain muchach, and now the Rabbi Natam says, midekoma, Tiboiloch achroze. The Gemara says, why don't you clear a shaila if you have to be machrez the karke? Avinami shaloi tezalzel, v'chein perish rabbeinotam. So now, Taisvis says, now we'll be able to understand the Gemara we just learned. The Gemara says, v'tiboiloch achroze. The Gemara says, why do you clear a shaila? Why do you clear a shaila by, if she needs a shvua, clear a shaila if you need achoze, so now what is the connection one to the other? So Taisvi says, but according to this pshat, it's very good. That means we have to ensure that the karka was sold for the proper price. So memele, so there's two shailas. There's one shaila, I mean, she'll sell it very cheap in order to make a quick sale. So that, good, for that you need a shvua, fine. But a fellow, she's honest, but could be she doesn't realize the true price of the karka. So forget, just like when Bezin sells a karka, Bezin has an achoze, and it's a 30-day affair, we get bids for the karka, and that's how we evaluate the karka and the shavius of the karka. So Memela, so the Gemara said, so why are you only clearing? It means if you're clearing a shaila, that she has to swear that to be mevara to us that the karka was sold, that the karka was sold for the right price. So I hear you, Shaila. So why didn't you clear by achoze? Maybe it should be necessary to have achoze to establish the right price. She's an ontleche, but could be you need this biru to establish the right price. So that this is. So we have a two pshot in the veil, in the shaila of Rabbi. We have Rashi's pshat in the first lashon of Tosfos. Does an amone who's selling the karka shaloi bebesen, the transaction is being done through her, does she have to swear for the yisaimim? Either that maybe that she didn't sell more than she's entitled to sell. That's the first pshat. And the second pshat is that she have to swear to the Yisaimim at El Kaponim she wasn't mezalzel in the Mecca. Now let us see the next Taisviz. V'tiboy lo chachoza. The Gemara says, why do you clear? Why do you clear about Shavua? Clear if you need a chose. So Taisus explains the Gemara's kasha. The midiboy loch Shavua. Since you're clearing a shaila, does she have to swear? Michlau de pshita loch de loy boy a chose. So then it's poshe that you don't need a chose. We have a boy a chose. And you would see, then there would be a shaila. If you're clearing a shaila by shvua, so kochach your whole, you don't need achoze. Dayelas Hashacha wants to say, l'chayre, this taisvis is going according to the Rabbeinu Tam. The shvua is to be mevarata, she wasn't mezalzel in the Mecca. So now, if we would need birurim that the mekach was sold for a fair price, that means if we need such birurim, we don't rely on her, and therefore we would need hachroze, so then Taisi said it would be a svara pshute, we would need a shvua from her also. That means if we are concerned about this problem, was the carcass sold for a fair price, and therefore we demand achroze of shloishim yoim, because we'll see later, Taisva says, whenever she sold the carcass, she went to a bezden of shamoim. That means she went to people. They weren't dayonim, but they were real estate agents, and they told her an amount of how much it's worth. Now, if we need hachroze, so we need a more accurate amount. We need a hachroze tak of 30 days of This is, so if we are concerned that the karka should be sold for its exact value, so then Taisa says, so then it's a svara pshuta, so who says lamaisa that she didn't make a quick sale? Well, zichanira shvua. So the Gemara says, so, but since she klaying a shayla by shvua, so it seems she old, you don't need a chosa. That's the flow of the Gemara. Now we have to understand, according to the first Mahalach in Taisvus, Rashi's Pshat, what is Pshat in the Gemara? He says, we're clawing a Shaila, are we mashbiyah, Shema Gofso, maybe she sold more than she's entitled to sell. So the Gemara asks, so what's the flow of the Gemara? The Ritva seems to say, the Ritva holds like Rashi, Punkfakert way Taishma says, if there was a hachroze, and we got a price, let's say we are pricing a kalke with these dimensions, we have 30 days, we this kalke was for sale. We came to a price. So we know how much this kalke should be sold for. We know how much he's entitled to. These we know. This we know already. This is not underneath the table. That means there was a choza 30 days. We know now that the price that the amount that can be received for this karka is the highest bid. And we know that's how much he owes her. I mean, this is all. So the Ritva seems to say, so how can you clear a shell? Maybe she sold more. That means if everything is clear, this karka is sold for this and this amount, I know, and that it was achroze, and that she sold. So how can you clear a shell? Maybe she sold a little more. That means if everything is done behind our backs, that means we don't know Bechlau, there's no Achaza, there's no public bidding, there's everything. She comes over to three people and then she sits down with them, how much is this karka worth? And they give her a number and she sells it and finish. So that who knows what she's doing? Then we can clear a shaila, so maybe she sold more than she's entitled to. But if there's a Achaza, that's what seems from the Ritva. According to Rashi, the kash is fakert. If you would need a achroze, so there's no shaila, there's no need for a shvua, because she zicha sold what everyone knows what the price of this karka was. That was berabim. That's mefusim. This karka is being sold for this and this amount, and we know how much he owes her. That's no shaila. So then there's no need of a shvua. So weiss doch heiss, that's Pshat the Gemara's Kash, that's how the Ritva learned Pshat, that's the according to Rashi, that, so why don't you clear a shayla by a chos? And if there is a chos, so my mail, there's no need of a shvur. Taisus learns Vakel, play to Rabbeinu Tam. If there's such a need for a chos, there's a need for a shvur. Amalei, so let's see the Gemara further. So Rabbi said, Achroze loy kemibole. I know you don't need Achroze. That's for sure you don't need Achroze. So therefore I have a shayla of Shua. How do I know you don't need Achroze? The Omar Rab Zeira, Omar Rab Nachman, Almone sheshomo laatzmo, loy ososo veloy klum. Rav Nachman said, now we have been learning to say that an almone is meichere sheloi bebezn. Meichere sheloi bebezn means that she sells the kalke to someone, and the money goes to her. That's the taich mechera shalei, she sells it. Now, Rav Nachman said, almone sheshomo la'atzmo, she purchased the kalke for herself. Why should she sell it to someone else? She purchased the kalke for herself, and she didn't pay for it, because, I mean, that's how much they owe her. Loi osiso v'loi klum. So, that's bottle. This transaction is bottle. Now, hechidomi. Now, how is this talking? Ida achruz, if there was a hachrozeh, and we know this kalke is worth 200 zuz, that's a ksube, and she took it for 200 zuz, amai loy osiso v'loy klum. So what's wrong? She has to sell it afke to Berl? So she's buying it, she's taking it herself for her ksube. She's taking a 200 zuz kalke for her ksube. Amai loy osiso v'loy klum? El alav deloy achruz. So mistom, you don't need hachrozeh. So, that's the cheshbon. If she's selling to someone else, she'll sell the right price. I mean, why should she give Yena a bargain? So, Memele, I don't have to be afraid that she'll underprice the kalke. If she's buying it herself, then could be it's taka worth more. So we see from this din that you don't need achoze. So that's why Rabbi never had a shayla by achoze. Rabbi only had a shayla by shvuah. Now let us see Rashi. Sheshomo la'atzmo, lokos deya yisoimim la'atzmo, b'shumas ksuboso. She took it for the shuma of a ksube. Loi osiso v'loi klum, v'imrotsu a yisoimim la'agvoisa mois la'chazman, choizrin v'noitlin ois. Loi osiso v'loi klum means that there was no chalois. They owe her for the ksubis, so mail, but they can always take this away from her. We owe you money. This never became yours. That's how they can take it away from her. So the Gemara understood that the reason that layosis of loy klum is because there was no achroze, and for herself, we don't trust her that, she made a correct shuman. For someone else, we're not chayish. So the Gemara says, that's Yeraya. He says, Yeraya is from Rav Nachman. So I'll tell you, it's no raya whatsoever. Lo'olam da'achruz. I'll tell you. This memra of Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman said, Amon Shishomo La'atzma Le'osuzov Le'klum, is talking about there was a choze. Uda Omri Lo, if there was a choze, so what's wrong? So it was appraised for 200 zuz, and she took it for 200 zuz. So why isn't it good? The Omri Lo, Man Shamlech. Who sold it to you? Now let us see Rashi. Man Shamlech, so Rashi says, Mimi Kibalto Mechirazu. Who sold it to you? The Ritva says Shamlech is a loshen not to meduyek. The word is in Shume. About the vote is Mimi, and from this Rashi I will mention soon, the Rishonim, the Ran, and the Ritva make a moiridike binyan from this Rashi, which is Nageya and Choshen Mishpat all over. But let us see what Rashi is saying. Ma Shamloch, Mimi ki Balta Mechirizu. Who sold you this kalke? loy mi bezden, bezden den zal je de kalke, ja, de loy mi jesaimim, jesaimim den zal je de kalke, lefichoch, therefore, the yotzo ha kalke mershus ha jesaimim. So nothing happened. Avol, heicho de shamto lachino, if you sold it to someone else, Novki Mishus Ayershim, then it went out of the Rishus Ayershim, Shreinosnu Lochachomim Rishus Limker. Because you have a right to sell it. Now, what is Rashi saying over here? So the Ran and the Ritve say a Meredikizach. Imehosh Aminon, they derive from this Rashi Haloch. What is the din if a kalke belongs to Reuven and Reuven tells Shimon, sell this kalke for $1,000? Right? He made a mishlich to sell the kalke. Umahoshaimino, from this Gemara we can learn she'ein ashliach yochel liknes la'asmai. The shliach is unable to buy for himself. Unless he'll come over to Reuven and say, Reuven, sell it to me. That's something else. That's how the Machna Frayim says. But let's forget about him going over to Reuven. Reuven empowered the Shliach to sell the carcass. He is a koyach to sell. So just like he can sell to Beru, so why can't he sell to himself? So the Ran says, Moshe Aminon Shein HaShliach Yochel Liknois Latzmoi Afilu Boison Adomim Shirshu Abaylam Lemochoi. Lefi, why not? Shekiven Shohu Shliach, since he is a Shliach of the Moichel, Arei Hu Kiyad Baylam. So he is b'mokim the bailim. Lefichoch ein yochel lahaknois la'atzmoi. I can't sell it to myself. She'ein ha-mecher. The gather of mecher is Elohitzos ha-dovo mirshus l'rshus. The gather of mecher is I'm transferring the bailis from one to the other. Vize lo yotzo mirshusoi sherei bimokim bailim oimeid. He's bimokim bailim, so the whole transaction is impossible. Apichoy shemishpot. If I'm selling it to Beryl, oh, the Beryl I can sell, because I'm bemocking the Bailam, and just like the Bailam can sell to Beryl, I'm also bekoyach to sell to Beryl. But I can't sell to myself. The whole musig of selling to myself is not shayach. That's how the Ritve says Pshat in this Rashi. So now let us go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that Rabbi had learned from Rav Nachman. Rabbi had learned from Rav Nachman Ahaloche that you don't need Hachose. And that's the reason why Almone Sheshom Melatz Melayosus of Aleiklum, because I don't trust her. She says, I'm Echtekitog. That's not Pshat Rav Nachman. Could be Yiduni Achroze, and there was Achroze, and she purchased it for the price that the Achroze was Machi, and that's how much it's worth. Ba'afal Pikein, Almonish Shoma La'atzma Le'osus Ovuloi Klum, why is it the Omri Lo Man Shomlach? Who sold it to you? You can't sell it to yourself. That's pshat in Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, I'll bring you a similar case. Ki hai dahu gavre, tafkidu gabei kisto diyasmi. They were mafkid by him, kista de yasmi, we'll see that this is either tvue or karel. Ozel shomol enavshe ba'arbe meyezuzi, he sold, he bought it for himself. Iyakir now became expensive, kom b'shisme, now it's worth 600. Ozel akami de ravami, amalei man shom loch. Who sold it to you? This transaction was never held. So we have no raya bechlal from Rav Nachman that leitzor chachos. Now the Gemara is Messiah. Now we had a shayla of Hilchas etzricha shvue and the shayla of Rabbe she has to swear ve'eino tzricha achosa, but you don't need achosa. Let us see Rashi. Kisto mispoi, loshen ache, kesiso, goras, atse almoigim, shekirim, karel. Now, let us see Taisvis. Oma le achoze leika me boili. Rabbi said, I don't have a shaila, is it? Shumai yisayimim lamid yoyim? When you take away nechosim from yisayimim, there's a achoza of 30 days. So now all of a sudden we have a shaila. Do you need achoza? Don't you need achoza? Vayme Rebbe. So Rebbe said, that's 100% true. Hani milik shebezden moichim. If bezden is selling, we need achoza. Why? This is amur de kecheshbin. The toe bepoches mishtus. What's the din of bezden sells? And bezden made a mistake, poches mishtus, so the din is mechon kaim. So it's sold, it's finished. So hilkach tzrichi achoza. So memele, so when bezden is selling, we have to make sure we are selling at the accurate value, for the accurate value, in order to make sure that there shouldn't be a hefsid. So lahavsid nifse yisaimums. Therefore, he's definitely nirachoza, except by these three things, because we do not have the time to make tachoza. Aval amone, afilu, the next Mishnah says, afilu mocha shove mone ediner bemone. She sold a money in dinner be money. This is a very small, good, it's a very small hefset to the Yisayimim. Nan, so it says in the Mishnah, the mecher bottle, so the mecher is bottle. Vin yochalovili they hefset. So memele, that means let us sell gesundheit. You don't have to make this whole asik over here. Later, after the mechira, we have a time to be mevara. If there was any toys in the shume, so the Bekach's bottle, so when Yochel over there have some mecheres shalei bachos, v'hod amrina lekama. Fine, bezn shemochu shalei bachos. If it says as follows, Bezen Shemocha Shaloi Bachos Nase Kemisha To Bidvar Mishne V'Chayzrin, and the Mekach is not Chal. So the Gemara says Aloshen It's Keilu Usto Bidvar Mishne. That means that there's really no Mishnah that says you need a Chaz, but it's Nase Kemisha To Bidvar Mishne. Frekte Gemore, excuse me, Maika Mashmal und Tanina, it's a Mishnah Taka, it's Taka Tobit war Mishnah. Shumai Yisayimim is a Mishnah Klo, you have to make a Chos. Umasik Hani Mili Shliach. So the Gemore wants to say that Mishnah is speaking about not when Bezden sold it themselves, they sold it through a Shliach. Alme. The b'shliach gufei tzorich achosa. But they sold it through a shliach, you also need achosa. Af agav di imoizel choyza. So Taisus understood like this. Now, Taisus had explained to us our Gemara, the whole shakla b'tai of our Gemara is that when Bezen needs a achosa because because if there won't be a chozer, the mekach is kayim, and there could be a hefset to the assignment. The almona we have a sofik, because whatever it is, there'll never be a hefset, because if there was any mistake in the shume, so it's mekach bot. So now, the Gemara says later on Daf Kuf that the Mishnah that says Shuma Yisayimim Lamed Yoyim is not speaking about that Bezen sold it. Bezen made a shliach to sell it. Now Tosfos understood that Bezen made a shliach to sell it. So Memele, so he doesn't have the Meilus of Bezen that Mekach Kayim if there was Pachas Mishtus, the Zich Mekach Bottle. That's what Tosfos understood. So it's mekach bottle. So this shliach is equivalent to the almone. And dafal pikein, the Gemara says that you need achoze. So memele, so we have enough in the Mishnah. You need achoze, even though the mekach will be bottle if there's a toy. So what's the shaila by almone? That's Teis Vizkash. Now, the first teretz, we will not appreciate the teretz, because the kash and the teretz, so we know the Gemara over there. Let's just see this. Very dafilu shliach da'alma lekor shemidi. V'le'almu rabona shliach sheyimke b'le'achoze k'may almon. That means, v'inish vi an almone, that's true, that's one factor that there should be needed achoze, because we should not need a chose, because the assignment won't be mafsid. That's one factor. But there's another factor. Could be they were makel by an almone, that she should be able to get it quick. It shouldn't drag out so long. Some emele, zafule yeva mishne, by a shliach. But that's still not a chon amon. Elo lav deloy achos. So the Gemara understood. We brought a member of Rav Nachman that Amone Sheshama La'atzma Le'osusav Le'klum. We understood that this is speaking about why, because we don't trust her. So basically, you don't need a chos. Tamely, Akati Hechi Poshit Mohochit. I feel it the way you understand. Dul Mohod de Kama Rav Nachman Amone Sheshama La'atzma Le'osusav Le'klum. Could be this is speaking about she sold lemezainus. The ainat zriche shvut yedibirashtilel. We said before that by the mechir lemezainus we're not medagdik yet. We wait by the last gvi of the ksuba. Bohil vechein. So since just like you don't need a shvuim. He says, here the Gemara is a shayla, you don't need a chozah, could be, you need a shvuah, if you need a chozah, you zich need a shvuah. By mezainus, you don't need a shvuah, so you zich don't need a chozah. Ayol v'chein, and it's zich a chozah. So memele, so how do you know b'chlai yivarai from Rav Nachman? I feel the way the Gemara understood first pshat in Rav Nachman. Maybe it's speaking about mezainus, and mezainus that do not need a shvuah, do not need a chozah. You can't make an akim to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Amone Shoshona La'atzmo. And Rav Nachman did not differentiate the by Medvar Mamur Mezainis. But Peksube, it's different. So by Istachais, there's no difference between Mezainis and Ksube Legabi Achos. The Omri Lo Man Shomlech. So now the Gemara was matre. So the Gemara says that not pshat in Rav Nachman is because we don't trust her. No, pshat is the mekach is in chal because man shamlo, who sold it to you? Kloima mi hirzikach be'elu hanachosim. Who made that this should become yours? She'ein lecha odom she'ochel iskeis bekarke chaveim le'yachziku ba'bezn. But although they come are shume mamish. The word shume is not the criteria. Who made it belong to you? Now, the Yelo Sashacha does not understand Tosfos. He says, like, Tosfos is saying as follows, it can't be long yod, it can't belong to you if it's Yamim Skak, how can it belong to you if Bezin doesn't give it to you? So yes, Akash, and how does it belong to Likayach? Bezin didn't give it to Likayach either. Now, Akochach, she is a din shliach to sell. So just like she can sell to the Likayach, she can sell to someone else. Taisvus does not seem to say the Shtik Teire, what we mentioned from the Ritva and the Ran and Rashi, that Taisvus said, it can't become someone's if Bezin doesn't make it theirs. I mean, so, he says, so Taisvus is avoiding the point of it. So how does it become the Lekeachs? See, there is problems understanding Taisvus. Taisvus has a different mouth. I have to say what Taisvus is saying. Mirzikach beilo nechosim, she'ein lechodm she'echaliskes bekarke chaveire, m'lo yachziku bo bezl. I've only come a shume mamish. Not the shayla is the shume. The Aval gav the leke bezden mumchim. Now Taisvus tells us, puts down the facts. That means I feel though the din is that you don't need a choze. There's no bezden mumchim. But bezden adyotis miyike the zicha bezden adyotis. When she goes and sells the karka, she has adyotis. Kedeise behedye beelu metzias. So there's a zicher, a bezden of a yaitis. She can't sell without a bezden of a yaitis. So now they say the problem, oof, there's a bezden of a yaitis. What's the problem, man shamloch? You have a bezden of a yaitis. So Taisus says, and childik, mashem achzikan oiso, oiso am bezden med yaitis or shiva chazoke, the yesh vikronis same. These people are yesh vikronis. This is not a, it's a bezden of shamoim. But they're not bekoyach to make the nirse yisayim should belong to. So mamele, therefore, there's a ma'ashamloch, mishamloch. The time of the Rebbe, now Rebbe yes sakasha, the hochi mashme, from our sugya would seem, the im ichziku abezn, what would be the din if bezn sold her the karka? She wants to buy this karka. Bezin sold her the karka. So Mamela, then it seems to Masugya. Then there's no problem whatsoever. Mishomloch means who sold it to you, but if Bezin would sell it to her, and there would be no shail. Aishachulakiv a karka latzma. By Mavki Tanya, we learned in Perek HaMavki, that Mavki dates to Haber Yayin Vehechmitz. Dvash vehidvish oiselem takone. So he doesn't keep it. He sells it. Umoichon bebezden, and he sells it in bezden. Ushemoichon moichon lachem, venimoichon laatzmoi. So here we have a machire bebezden, which means lochere that bezden sells it. And we also have, but he cannot purchase it. Maybe, but I'm not learning the right pshat. Moichem bebezin does not mean it's a mechira of bezin. It means he gets rishus from bezin to sell. And he sells it. So then we have, so since bezin is not selling it to him, so whatever Pshat Taisvus is, so it can't become his. Avalim Yodu Bezin Ashume, and Bezin sold it to him, Yochalat V'latzmoy. Taisvus says, that is not Pshat in the Gemara Namavki. To be Rishalmi Masik, Alohu Maise de Yoichan and Chakoko, the Maisine Per Kama de Psochim, Omaloi Tsei Umoichon Bebezin. Now, there's a Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara speaks about a Maisa that there was a Nifkat, and someone gave him Chometz, and there was a whole bunch of problems. There was a hole in the sack, it was Mevatzus V'yotze, and it was Erev Pesach, and he was coming each hour to ask Hashal, should I sell it, should I not sell it? And they said, wait, maybe the Bailam will come back. And then later he told them he should sell it. Now the Gemara in Pesachim says, you have to sell it to someone else and not to yourself. As I state in the Gemara in Pesachim, right? That means you can sell it to another Yid, the Gemara is a Shaila, if it was Osaba, no, Mutta, no, it was still Mutta Bachila. There was still Mutta Bachila, and they'll sell it to another Yid, so the Gemara says, sell it to, let him sell it himself, not himself, he can't sell it. So, the Gemara says he can't sell it himself. As I state in Bavli. Now, when Yerushalmi state, Mishalmi state one Nekudamo, which it doesn't say in Bavli, in Yerushalmi it says, Yerushalmi Masa Kohu Maisa Dirchlich Akoy de Maisim Bekam de Psochim, O Malay Tsei Umoichan Bebez. The Rebbe told him, go and sell it Bebez. The Rebbe told him this. Alme, Afogav da Have Rebbe Koyoiv Le Rishusel Yechne Chakoko. From the Yerushalmi, you see that the Rebbe gave him rishus to sell it. Have a matzlich lay mechira bebezin. Rebbe told him go sell it bebezin. And the Gemara says, in Pesachim, he's not allowed to buy it himself. So Tosfos combined now the Bavli with Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Rebbe told him to sell it in bezin. Not bezin means b'shus bezin. Rebbe told him, Rebbe is bezin. He told him go and sell it bebezin. And so those Rishus Bezim, neither Mechira Bezim, he still can't purchase it himself. Va'ayimah Rebbe, so maybe we have now Akasha. We have Akasha from the member of Rav Nachman would seem that if Bezim would have sold her the Karka L'Tzer Ksubosa, she could keep it, no problem whatsoever. Misham Loch is on gold, that's the only problem. And there it seems that if Lou Bezin is selling it, he can't purchase it. So the Hosam Avetayme Mishum Chshoda, that is not Meikar Adin. Meikar Adin, if Bezin sells it, then it's Zichah good. Tzachshat, Vilka Choma Shle Ya'akev La'atzmoy. He shouldn't hold it for himself. We'll see what Tzachshat is in a minute. The Davker Bedover Hanifkad Ki Hosam. There was speaking about that Yochanan Chakoko got a pekodin. Now all of a sudden, let us be megashim dinyan a little bit. Now there's a scarcity of chometz. Everyone get rid of their chometz, and people would like to eat chometz the last hour of the day. Yochanan Chakoko, Baruch Hashem, he has an abundance of chometz. Awesome shayich reshode. The kula omer lo yodi shebezn yodu bishume. That this whole story that he got it, people will just see that he has abundance of chametz. So he got hold of the chametz, and Mistami got a bargain, and people will not know, even though it was done in bezn. But the yisim nekiyim Yisrael, the Yisrael did not know that this was in bezn. Avol hoche, elu hanechosim, but these nechosim, when we're speaking about that an almone was goive from the yisaimim a kalke for herself, yeidu ha'oilom, shal yidei bezn boi liyodo. The gabi kista de yasmi nami kemoi ken yeid, v'lekech shoda. Exactly why here they know and here they don't know, I don't know. But the thesis is telling us somehow facts of life. That's the Metzias HaDvorim. As I hear, the Nichse Yisaimim and the, I mean it's Nichse Yisaimim and she got it. Somehow people, and by Kista Diyasmi also have to know what, how did they know. Now it seems on the second case of Kista de Yasmi, Bezn are the Mafkidim, so here the Hilkach Yesh Lola Akival Yodo. I think this is weiter cheshben of chashad. Tosfos is making it. He business the mafkid, someone else is the mafkid. For me, you. Ahidi Yerushalmi mitame Rebbe. The etzem Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi says, in Yerushalmi we saw that Rebbe told Yechnan Chakakot to sell Bebezin. Forget about the problem, he's not permitted to buy it. But says there's something else, that it has to be sold Bebezin. Amaylein Mael Bepikodin Yeshus Bezin Asi Sanifkat Shliach Limker Shaloi Bebezin Letakona Samavkit the Kaboy Hosam Mechire Bebezin. So Taisus says, I have a different problem over there. This is Tamazay, doesn't make sense. Why Take, I mean, from the Yerushalmi, it seems that Rebbe told Yechon Kakoy to sell, to Bezin. Why do you need Bezin to sell it? Why can Bezin make him a shliach to sell the Tzeirah Hamavke? Alegabi Mechiris Kakois Lotzer Chamone Tiknu Shliach. She doesn't have to sell it, Lemaise. Can make a Shliach for also, because I'm in Mandir Medaba Kedayonim. Vishem Ohosam, so Taisha says, maybe I'm learning wrong Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Vishem Ohosam be Yerushalmi, that what he told him, that he should sell it Bebezdin, not he should sell it in the Bezdin of Dayonim, but Bezdin at Yaitiskoi. He just told them when you sell it, you need a shume of Bekim to find out how much the chametz is worth. That's what he told them. The Chul Bezdin, he told them, Rebbe gave him a green light. It's you have to sell it now, 100%. But don't figure out on your own accord how much it's worth. Get a Bezdin of Shemoy, Bezdin of Yaitis. Mainly to my Korle Bezdin, that's no cash. I'd like Tony Gabayu Bezin Gomo. The Kori. The Kori Mechira Almone Shaloi Bezin. Afo Gavdike Ed Yaitis Ki the Precious Lel. That means, Hoyu Vulek Tony Gabayu Bezin Gomo. So Memele, so then you can call them a Bezdin. Tokori Mechire Salmone Shaloi Bebezdin, Afagav de Ike had Yoitis, Ke de Frisches Lel, Heinemishim de Tony Gabayu Bezdin Gomo. That means, if you are speaking about a Bezdin Gomo, we're talking about a true Bezdin, so then we say, so when we want to say that there's no Bezin, we say that's called Shaloi Bezin, even though there's a Bezin of Adyaitis. But if we are not speaking about a true Bezin, then we can call them a Bezin, because they're Bezin of Adyaitis. So Taisus wants to say now that the whole Yerushalmi that Taisus had built from the Yerushalmi, that the Abzundar Allah over there, that even though you need Bezin to sell it, could be Bezin is Lavdavke. Bezin means a Bezin Shalajaitis.